KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my sister.
Got a lot coming up on today's show.
Yeah, lovely, lovely stuff.
It's International Women's Day.
That's right. Now, you know, back when we did the St. Jude thing, we were like saying if you become a partner in hope, then maybe one of the things is you could suggest a theme. And that is exactly what Melly Mel did.
Correct.
She's always tweeting us, and which is awesome. So it is Women of Rock at 5, which is going to be rocking. Very, very cool.
Due to International Women's Day.
Yep,
so that's a great suggestion.
Yep.
We also have problems with our machines in the kitchen.
We're going to rage against the vending machine.
We can't get candy. We can't get sodas. What are we supposed to do?
We're going to call the man who's responsible for this nonsense.
Plus, we have tickets for you as well to go to Disneyland.
Yeah, you can go to Disneyland, and you might even win tickets to see... Oh, and by the way, Kevin, you might not want to bother archiving most of today's show, if you take my meaning. Ozzy! Nothing feels right on 95.5 KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Where's your Diet Coke, dude?
You don't get as much from the kitchen as I do, do you?
I hardly ever go in there.
Yeah.
I get free coffee sometimes.
It used to be... you know, you can use your credit card to get a Coke and use your credit card to get candy.
Sure.
So you just kind of need a little bump in the afternoon so you get a Diet Coke or something like that.
Sure, of course.
Everything's changed. I don't know why. For the worse.
Really?
Everything's worse.
Well, they took the little thing off that you could use your credit card.
You can't use your credit card anymore, so now you have to bring in dollars.
Right.
They've also raised the prices of things.
Boom!
And it's all very disgusting.
Boo.
And we have somebody who says he's in charge of this
on
for the station. His name is Mitch. Hey, Mitch.
Hello.
Mitch.
Hey.
Hey, it's Kevin and Sluggo. How are you?
I'm pretty good, guys. How
aren't
are
you going? Just happy when we call you? Aren't you just thrilled?
It's so great to hear your voice.
I just wonder what I did wrong.
You're trying to work in the studio and get things done for the radio station.
Listen.
And we call.
There's a kitchen here. And there are two machines in the kitchen. One of them has snacks and one of them has drinks.
Yep.
Now, when we came back, I believe it was the beginning of the year, we weren't able to use our credit cards anymore. That was taken away from us. So now we have to bring in dollar bills.
Yeah, what happened to the little swiper thing? Because I used to, you know, if someone put in their card and then they left after they got their purchase.
You could get another one on them. Yeah.
I heard. Well,
why was that taken away from us?
Why did that go away?
What happened, Mitch?
Probably from all those fraudulent...
What?
All that did was allow us to spend more money, and then you took that away. Why would you do that?
So that part left, but then we have to use dollars now. Who has... Who do you? Unless you've made it rain the night before, do you ever have dollars on you, Mitch?
Sometimes.
Okay, so let's say you have a dollar, which is enough for a Coke.
I need a dollar,
Right? Right?
Yeah.
It's enough for a Coke.
A dollar is enough for a Coke and the vending machine.
Yeah, you know what happened? It went up to $1.25. A dollar's not enough. Mitch, a dollar's not enough for a Coke! Who brings a dollar and a quarter?
What kind of loser has quarters on him in 2023?
Come on, Mitch!
You gotta plan ahead.
We plan ahead? I can barely get here. I can barely sit up all day.
You could get so much more of our money if you would allow us to use our credit cards.
What about make it your roll of quarters?
Make it $5. Just take the quarter thing
out. I don't
have
a roll of quarters. You should put a quarter machine in there like you had at the old...
The arcade.
The old arcades.
Yeah, or so put a change machine.
Yes, put a change machine in there.
Put a sex change machine in there.
A change machine and a Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah, now we're getting somewhere.
That sounds great, but he's not going to do it.
Oh,
you know
Mitch.
He's not. Now, the other problem we have is not just the $1.25 Coke. It's that you can't use your credit card to get treats.
Yeah.
And you have to use an app on your phone. You want us to download an app on our phone?
I've never seen such a thing.
Attach your credit card
to
it so that we can get a moon pie. And then you want us to bring a dollar and a quarter each day.
What do they do with that information, Mitch? If we actually get that app on our phone, is this company following us everywhere, watching what we
Is this your
on?
Retirement plan?
Yeah, it's a good retirement plan. That's right. I like it.
But seriously, did you know that was all going on?
Probably not.
No. No, I did not.
Who's in charge of it for our company?
Well, I'm in charge of it for a couple of days.
Oh, I see. Hmm. But you didn't know.
I did not know.
How about
that?
Liar!
We are going to dock you. We're going to dock you one day's pay. And then you're going to call a guy and we'll see. We'll talk about it later. We're
going
to give you some time to think about what you did.
Taking a little time out.
We're not mad. We're just disappointed.
We still love you. Very much. Too much.
First Van Halen song ever played on the radio.
Lovely, right lovely, lovely.
It is 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
When you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugger. They ought to know.
Kevin and Slugger. They keep getting that wrong. Slugger.
I called him Slugger today. people are usually under the influence of alcohol or drugs for almost all of these
things. Well, that's true. You're right.
Almost all.
Yeah, yeah.
Bloomington man in Indiana reportedly set his own car on fire to stop people from stealing from it.
Wow. How messed up are you to come up with that idea?
Right? You know what? They want to reach into the flames.
You want something in here?
This thing might blow up on you, man. Then what?
Police responded to a report of a suspicious person just after midnight in the parking lot.
Yeah.
On February 12th, an officer said he found a man standing next to a 1998 Buick that was on fire.
Buicks do go up good. You know, they're particularly good for marshmallow
roasting.
I've
not really ever tried
a Buick. Yeah. Pinto's also.
The man identified as Austin Bristow, 26 years old,
dude,
reportedly told the officer the vehicle was his, and he set it on fire on purpose to stop people from stealing items inside of it.
That is so weird.
At one point, the guy said to the cops, "I hope the explosions would have been bigger." He was a little disappointed in that.
I understand that part. I get that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to set a car on fire, you want it to be a mighty big Hollywood production.
Right, you would think so.
Kablam!
He took, like, oil and gasoline and lit a bandana on fire and threw it in the trunk.
A bandana.
The whole thing went up.
Well, but then he's burning all his... Not that I'm... Why am I
There's
trying to figure out...
There's nothing left to steal now, Sluggo.
Slugger.
So mission accomplished.
There you go. You're right.
People are smart. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
A new online profession is making news headlines in Brazil.
And that is?
Attractive women will attempt to seduce their clients' husbands. And then get back to the women with the proof of their faithfulness.
That's very presumptuous to assume you're going to definitely be the one that's just too irresistible.
Yes. They're called loyalty inspectors. And they've become very popular on TikTok and on Instagram.
So what is their success rate, if you will? I suppose it's failure rate.
I didn't see a success rate, but they're usually young, attractive women. They charge between $4 and $30 to test men's loyalty to their wives or girlfriends online.
Rewind.
Yeah.
$4 to $30?
Yep.
They're not, clearly, yeah, it's not an American business model.
No, true.
That'll be $4,000 for each minute.
That is true.
And if we actually bed him... The rate goes up.
It doesn't say anything about bedding him, although I assume...
That would be the ultimate goal.
That would be the ultimate goal, yeah. But, you know, they slide into your DMs and they check you out, WhatsApp you, however they can find you.
Yeah.
And
hold on a second. I got to delete a bunch of stuff from Brazil I was just about to answer.
Nicole is the first person's name. She's a 22-year-old loyalty inspector. And she'd just given birth, and she didn't have a job, and she was first approached by a woman on Instagram to test her husband's fidelity. Huh. Because this guy had been cheating like two or three times.
Well, why do you keep going?
You have your answer.
Yeah, you either accept that that's what he is, right, or you move on.
She said she was very suspicious of him because he'd already cheated a few times. So she wanted for me to hit on him and see if he would fall for it.
And immediately she's like, "Hi, I don't care. What are you doing? Come on over. Let's do it."
I'm desperate.
I don't care what you look like.
Tell her I'm not faithful.
The answer is yes.
I need to get out.
I can't stand her.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are going to be talking about tattoos you regret.
Oh, man.
Because that is a huge category.
Yeah, it'd be pretty common for people to go, what the hell?
Right. Why was I thinking? And by the way, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's a curse.
Yeah.
It's a curse.
Yeah. It's just asking for a let's break up.
This guy made a terrible choice that he now regrets. Listen to this.
This tattoo on police officer Eric Wyna's hands immediately caught the attention of his superiors at the Cincinnati Police Department. Tatted on his knuckles, the word pure on one hand and evil on the other.
Pure evil. He holds his hands up and it says pure evil.
I think the only job that would be worse to have that, it would be like a priest.
It's not, right.
It doesn't make sense.
It's on his fingers.
You're a cop.
You're a police officer. What is wrong with you?
Department records show that tattoo in December 2021 got him reassigned to the impound lot.
Oops.
To limit his public exposure. Department policy prohibits tattoos on the face, neck, head, and hands. A CPD captain wrote in a summary of Wyna's disciplinary hearing, he showed remorsefulness for obtaining the tattoo.
All right, hold up. Now I want to play Let's Guess. Let's guess how he tried to explain it away. This is his excuse.
Can he say he was drunk? That he maybe, I would, my guess is he would say they misspelled what he wanted or something. That would be my guess.
But it makes sense.
I know, yeah.
Exactly. There's nothing misspelled.
No.
I don't know how.
I don't know what he would have been saying he was.
When I found out what his explanation was, I was like, well, no. No, I mean, that's just a lie.
Denied.
That's just not a possible.
And acknowledge a lack of discretion. Wyna said the words pure evil should not be observed as one message. Officer Wyna did explain to the internal investigation section the words pure evil represented a struggle between good and evil.
Oh.
But an ordinary citizen would not be privy to this directive.
Good angel and devil sitting on your shoulders.
You would put good. You wouldn't put pure. That makes no sense.
Pure evil.
Dude,
come on. So now the guy is checking in cars in the impound lot. That has to be where they put, and forgive me if that's your job, that has to be where they put the bad cops.
Yeah, well, like you said, they want to keep them away from the public. Right. At the very least, they're like, dude, you're going back. I mean, just go in and get something else done to it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people would just tattoo over it.
Exactly.
They were asking him why he wouldn't get it taken off, and because it's expensive. Because
I'm pure evil.
It's expensive, right.
Also, that's who I am. I'm pure evil.
Deal with it.
But I work for the police.
So 818-955-KLOS, tattoos that you regret.
Oh.
They were a great idea at the time, you thought.
Yeah.
Really good idea.
Do you think most of it is drunk? We are going to ask.
I would think.
We are going to ask if you were drunk because that is the most common reason.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, maybe you weren't necessarily. Yeah. Yes. I would think.
It really would be. I mean, I know that most tattoo artists that are on the up and up wouldn't tattoo somebody who's smashed.
Right.
Like, but you can be drunk and you can be tipsy and you can.
No, I'm not going to tattoo mom on your face. It's just not going to happen.
Your forehead. Just put it on my butt and make the O my hole.
I'm not going to do pure evil. You're a cop. What's wrong with you?
So tattoos you regret. 818-955-KLOS.
As it appeared on the album, Love and Touch and Squeezing / City of Angels. You know, so many of those songs that would just meld into one another. And I'd like to throw them in on 2 for Tuesday.
Yes, you do.
Little album cut things.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon on KLOS, and we're talking about tattoos that you regret. KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sligo, my favorite DJ.
We are great. Thank you. We're talking about tattoos you regret. You have some?
Okay, yeah. So I'm 62 years old. This probably happened 42 years ago. I'm 20 or whatever. Just got married. Smoking pot, drinking beer, went to Venice Beach, got me a tattoo. I love the Rolling Stones. Got a Stones tattoo
on my
shoulder. Put it this way: if I wear a tank top, you can't see it. Okay.
Okay.
If you put a 50-cent piece over the tattoo, it's covered. And now you know everybody's tatted up all the way up. So like it's just embarrassing. They're like, "Do you have any tattoos?" I'm like, "No."
I have this little tiny one right here.
Just because it's super lame, you mean?
It's just tiny. It's a Stones tongue. But it's just tiny. It's ridiculous.
Dude, you're not alone. There's a lot of us that have tiny little things.
Listen, I like the Stones just a little bit, too. KLOS, hello.
Yo, what it do, what it do?
What's happening, man?
Talking about tattoos that you regret.
Oh, yeah. I got Kiss This tattooed on my rear end.
You do?
Yes, I do.
And how sober were you when you had it done?
Do you regret that?
I was in prison.
You were in prison? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes. So it was homemade, as it were.
I was not expecting in prison. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. It was for the guard because he was an ass. So when I had to go to a visit, they would see the bumper sticker and he can read. Bumper's right. My ass.
That's funny. What's he looking at your butt for anyway?
Well, because you went to a visit. They want to make sure you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Wow. Gotcha.
Right on. Well,
Are you still happy with it or do you regret it now?
No, it's still rad. It's as rad as
it was. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to talk about my butt on the air. Okay.
Well done.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
That's kind of what we do for a living.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Tattoos you regret.
Yeah, you betcha. All right, so I got one on my right arm. I wanted to get a lion. It was my first tattoo. This was way back when. And I wanted a noble-looking lion, you know, not something that looked like it was out of a cartoon. Or,
right.
You know, just a good-looking lion. And I saw this book called Metropolitan Museum of Art, and I saw this lion in there that dated back 500 years before Christ. So
right.
I'm going, you know, that's a good-looking lion. It was, like, gold. And I had the tattoo put on my arm, you know, on my shoulder, big.
Right.
When I was in New Orleans. Well, let's fast forward now to the conflict in Iran when they changed their flag. They chose the same lion.
Oh, the same one.
Yes, they did.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they did.
They asked me, are you Iranian?
Oh.
And I'm like, no. Why do you ask?
They probably went
for the lion on the flag.
They probably went for it because it was out of in public domain. They had to have an artist create it.
Here's a
free one.
What if there was, like, online, there were a bunch of pictures, and there was a picture of your tattoo, and somebody in Iran saw that and went, let's make that our flag.
Wow.
Anyway, guys.
Thank you.
So it's totally his fault.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS.
Tattoos you regret. In about 25 minutes, we're going to talk more about this edit feature on messages.
It's very exciting. You text someone the wrong phone number or date or
picture
that you want to get rid of. You got 15 minutes to make it vanish.
And that's a thing that's going to happen.
That's a good thing.
That's coming up. Right now, we're talking about tattoos that you regret. KLOS, hello.
I have a butterfly, but my old neighbor had one that was worse.
You have a... Wait, hold on. Let's rewind that. A butterfly.
Half a butterfly.
Half a butterfly. And where is it?
It's on my boob.
On your boob.
It's like the side view of a butterfly out yesterday.
Okay. All right.
What happened to the other half?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. But what was the worst one, then, your friend had?
Peace. The word peace, but not spelled like peace on earth, you know, love and peace, like piece of pie.
P-I-E-C-E,
that's
really?
Awesome.
Hilarious.
Crossed her whole chest. It was, oh my God, I felt so sorry for her.
Hilarious.
So as in you would like a piece, question mark?
She should just put a ass underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Awesome, thanks for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
I got a best friend tattoo with my best friend of 35 years. And then she had an affair with my husband.
Oh, my God. Man. After 35 years. Wow. How long had it been going on?
Just briefly, a few months. But, you know, all I could think about was, oh, my God, I've got to get this off of my leg. And so I called my tattoo artist and I got it covered up.
Good.
Wow. 35 years.
Yeah.
You would think you're safe at that point.
Right.
Wow.
I guess I won't get the Kevin tattoo I was going to get after all. Wow. Right on. Thank you for calling. And sorry to hear about it. That sucks.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yep, totally. Yep. No best friend tattoos.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Advice. Okay. All right. Good.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
We're talking about tattoos I regret. I have one.
Yep.
I have got a tattoo on my side. It's about 8 or 9 inches tall. It is a cowgirl over a champagne glass into the glass.
That is classy.
Man. And it was fine until my daughters got about 3 or 4 years old and they realized what it was.
Oh no. Did you get it covered up?
It's not covered up.
What's wrong with you? Now your kids at school are known as the kids with that dad with that tattoo.
Yeah, they need to learn. That's all there is to it. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Sorry to hear it.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great. Thank you. We're talking about tattoos that you regret.
Marine Corps, 1975. I was in Hong Kong. I got two buzz, and I got a tattoo on my right butt cheek of Elmer Fudd, pointing his shotgun toward the hole with a cap that says, "Come out of there, Wabbit. I know you're in there."
That is hilarious, and you should not regret that.
No, you should leave it. Be proud of it. That's beautiful.
You don't regret that, do you?
Not really. Just no. Can't show it to anybody.
You can't show it to anybody. Of course you can.
I was so... I don't know. Maybe we need to post it. You know, maybe
send us a picture.
Yeah, send us a picture and let us post it. Do it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. I guess that's not going to happen.
Maybe $20 if he does it. You win $20.
What'd you do today, work, honey? We asked the guy to send a picture of his butt to us. And he did.
And here it is. Look at this. 818-955-KLOS.
Tattoos that were a good idea at the time, but not so much now.
Was that one a good idea ever?
Yes. Yes.
It is International Women's Day, as you know. And back when we were doing the St. Jude Radiothon, we had Melly Mel win the chance to decide what she wanted one of our Give Me Five themes to be. And she chose today, Women Who Rock, which Marcy was doing earlier. And we're going to continue now. So who is your favorite lady rocker? And what song do you want to hear from them? Be ready to give us five. Starting at five, all the ladies of rock on 95.5 KLOS. It is all about International Women's Day on Give Me Five coming up in just a little while on 95.5 KLOS today, and that is because of Melly Mel, who became a partner in Hope during the St. Jude Radiothon, and she won the right to come up with a suggestion for the Gimme Five. That's what she wanted to do. That's coming up in just a little while, so tweet us, who is your favorite woman who rocks? We are at Kevin and Sluggo.
Gimme Five!
No. I refuse. I will not give you five songs in a row. I will give you a hell of a lot more, actually. It's International Women's Day. And back, first of all, we want to thank everybody that helped out with St. Jude, the Radiothon this year, to help kids kick cancer's ass. A lot of people became partners in Hope. You can still do that. 877-533-ROCK to that number. But Melly Mel hit us up because she actually won the chance to choose, when she became a partner in Hope, a theme for one of our future Gimme Fives. And she chose today, International Women's Day. She's like, hey, how about this one? First of all, can we do All Women Who Rock? And can you play Crazy on You? I'm like, hell yeah, absolutely, Melly Mel. Here you go. And now, a bunch of women who rock on 95.5 KLOS. KLOS fanatic Melly Mel chose the Gimme 5 theme about a month ago. She knew that International Women's Day was coming up today, so she suggested Women Who Rock as the Gimme 5 theme. And that was her request for the Gimme 5, Crazy on You. You can actually see her request. I retweeted it. I am at Sluggo Doug. You can go there and request a song for today's Gimme 5. I hope you didn't miss it on New Year's Eve. You were probably busy, but Noodles from The Offspring actually stopped by KLOS to do a hour-long Evolution of Punk show for us, which was basically all the rock songs that led toward that particular genre. And he has a perfect song for our countdown today. Here's how he introduced it when he was here on KLOS back on New Year's Eve.
Next song I picked is Janis Joplin, Down on Me, which was originally like in the 1920s, like a freedom song. And it was rearranged by Janis Joplin. She plays it in D minor, I believe, the saddest of all keys. Up-tempos it a little bit, but you know, any song that's about the world being down on you and you're just feeling beaten up by everybody you come across, well, that's punk. Punks understand that for sure. So here it is. It's Down on Me, Janis Joplin.
As always, Brian in San Pedro comes through for us on the Gimme 5. He's always making great suggestions. He suggested that one from the Runaways, Cherry Bomb, for our Salute to Women Who Rock on Give Me, I think, 500 today. We're certainly going to do more than just five. And U2USC, first of all, thank you for changing your Twitter handle. Too bad you had to drop those other letters. He suggested one of my absolute all-time favorite women who rock. I love Shirley Manson so much. She is so cool. She's a perfect example of women who rock. And she's singing about one of my favorite atmospheric conditions, which apparently is on the way soon. Right on. Madeline Parr suggested that one from Vixen for International Women's Day. Give Me Five, All the Ladies of Rock. And I got to say, I love this next one. I love the artiste so much. I pretty much wore out a single, a 7-inch vinyl single of hers back in the day when I was a kid. Nancy Sinatra, Her Last of the Secret Agents. You know that song? I love that song. But Brandon Speakman in Hollywood suggested on Twitter, I am at Sluggo Doug. That's where everyone's making their suggestions today. Her classic, the always cool Nancy Sinatra on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Dorothy is who that is. She is at It's Dorothy Sucka on the tweet machine. Just the other day, she did a shout-out to an OG black sheep badass, Dolly Parton. She said she's forever an inspiration, which made me love Dorothy just that much more. She was talking to Marcy. Dorothy was a little bit earlier today when Marcy was doing her tribute to Women Who Rock for International Women's Day on the boot camp. And she was talking about the show that Dorothy's got coming up at the Troubadour on March 31st. It's going to sell out pretty damn quick. So we're doing a lot more than just five for the Gimme Five today for Women Who Rock. And I have to play for you one of my all-time favorite artists. It is Linda Ronstadt. Still got time to shout at me. I am at Sluggo Doug if you want to suggest something. 1983's Learning to Crawl album, The Pretenders, Middle of the Road. I love every single word in that song. I can't say this about any other band. Over the last 40 years, I've worked a hell of a lot of shows, concerts, festivals. I never stood and watched an entire set from a band because I usually had to work. I had to do 50 million other things. But when Chrissy Hynde was on, I just stood and watched the entire set because I just love her attitude and the way she's an ass kicker. The way she just look out at the crowd. There's nobody else like her, man. Just so damn amazing. Women Who Rock, International Women's Day. Thank you for all the suggestions. That was a delightful hour. Thank you so much. That's a lot more than five on Gimme Five for International Women's Day. I hope we hit some of your favorite artists. Thank you for all the requests. Kevin, who is that?
Matt Pinfield.
What's going on, Kevin? Hey, Sluggo, how are you guys?
Dude, how
are
you?
Welcome back. Love to have you in.
Guys, it's always fun to come see you guys midweek. You know, I'm excited that I get to do KLOS New and Approved, my show, every Sunday night where we play the 10 biggest rock songs in Southern California and on KLOS for the week in rock.
Can I guess what the number one is? No, I guess we shouldn't do that.
You can guess, but we'll tell you on Sunday. You know, this week we're doing kind of a cross promotion because, you know, I'm going to have Full Metal Jacket and his Whiplash on Monday and Tuesday nights on as my guest because there's this kind of crazy thing that her and I and Chris Carter, who does Breakfast with the Beatles, are all from central northern New Jersey.
Is that
so
right?
We all know each other from those days. I knew Chris from Dramarama, of course, and I slept on his couch the first time I came to L.A. Wow. You know, years ago. I was like, hey, I needed a place to sleep.
Do you have a picture?
I don't have a picture. That was pre-camera phones.
Sure.
And I don't even think I could afford one of those disposables at the time. You know, obviously I was sleeping on his couch, but at least I made it out here. But yeah, and it's going to be cool. And you know, I'm just excited, guys. You know, tonight is the fourth episode of my Axis TV show that's on.
The Power Hour.
It's the Power Hour. Right after you guys get off the air, 7 p.m. Pacific, power and then it repeats hour at 10. I know it's funny. It's called the Power Hour. It's in similar way to my show on Sunday night here. It's 10 rock videos. So it's rock and metal videos.
Nice.
10 new ones of the week that people vote on.
So how are videos now? I haven't seen a new video.
You know, there are, believe it or not, a lot of cool young bands. And even Metallica, who made a video for every song on their forthcoming album, people are getting back into the art of making videos.
Nice.
And some are spending money, and some, you know, because of technology now, you can make your own cool video of your young band for practically nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
If you got a creative idea, right?
And so that is tonight, and where can we find that show?
You can find it on Axis TV, 7 p.m. tonight. It's called The Power Hour. I'm one of the co-hosts of the show, and it's a lot of fun. And then, again, thanks you guys for always having me on to promote Sunday night. I love doing New and Approved and being a part of the KLOS family, and I get to come in every week and hang out with my brothers.
You're the best.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank
always.
You, Matt. I'm dating an airplane.
Excuse me?
I'm dating an airplane.
Is it a Boeing? Is it a prop plane?
I'll get to that part. It's a Boeing 737.
Oh,
thank you for asking.
Nice. You're dating a
Not
plane.
Not me. This is a story.
Oh.
A woman who claims to be in a sexual relationship
with an airplane.
With an airplane. Goes on holiday 30 times a year to spend quality time with her lover. She identifies as a objectum sexual.
Objectum sexual.
Which sounds like Harry Potter's
spell. You gotta cast that one carefully.
It's having a sexual or romantic attraction to an inanimate object. Have you seen these people?
Yeah, no, it's kind of, the first time I heard about it was those Japanese body pillows that can usually sometimes had faces, you know, and sometimes people, and on 30 Rock, what's-his-face married one, actually.
Was married very a pillow?
Mm-hmm. Hilarious. Isn't that nice? I thought it was nice.
There are people that, there were show on TLC that were, they married a Volkswagen.
Really?
Bug, yes. And a bridge.
A bridge?
And a building in New York, the Empire State Building.
Hmm. Now that seems like somebody would have to give permission. But so how do you consummate this wedding?
That's a great blessed question. Event. The 23-year-old sleeps with a model of her darling plane. So I don't know if she does anything with the model.
Well, I hope so.
She struggles to spend time alone with her jumbo jet lover, as sure. it's written. So she books flights to spend time with her plane.
Inside her lover.
That's it. Since then, the 23-year-old, who apparently is not monogamous.
Oh, come on.
Planogamous or whatever it's called.
Planogamous.
Met, in quotes, 60 figurines and three larger models who she considers part of the collective being that she is dating.
Does she carry on conversations with him, or she just get hot for him? Just, oh, man, this plane.
It doesn't really say that.
I mean, does a plane talk back? Does a plane moan?
I'm sure the plane moans. I'm sure it does. She lives in Dortmund, Germany. She is an avid jet setter. She's booked 30 different trips in the last 12 months because she's so in love with the plane.
See, now I can see, like, originally, you know, when people first started riding in planes, you know, maybe it was terribly exciting. I mean, terribly exciting.
But
the mechanics of the thing, you know, just seem a little.
It does seem oversized.
On the other hand, let's break this down. Well, we don't know.
That could cause some trouble.
Let's break this down, though. Yeah, the goal at this point is to make AI and robots that are so believable that you could, you know, have your go at them and feel like
but
you.
But this
really...
is a 737. That's a huge plane.
Machine. It's still a machine.
Yes.
So why draw a line?
She says, I flew a lot last year to be with the Boeing as often as I possibly could. But then
Boeing
she starts running out of money or whatever, so she has to take smaller planes that try to get her closer to her Boeing lover.
And she found that really size does matter.
Size does matter. I don't understand it. She's so devoted to her plane that she's forked over about $7,000 on 60 figurines and three large models of her significant other.
You know, for that kind of money, I'd pretend to be a plane. I'll dress up like a plane. Whatever it takes. Wow.
She refers to her partner as Dickie.
Let's just let that land, shall we? As it were, that really was not intentional. I swear
so
that was not intentional.
You are saying, Sluggo,
yes, sir.
If I am reading this
yes,
right,
sir.
That you want to be called Dickie.
Dickie the plane?
That's your point.
Yeah.
You'll be Dickie.
Yeah.
For
check out
money.
My wings. Sure, you bet.
I'll put you in touch with Sarah.
Okay, thank
this
you.
This will happen. It'll be beautiful.
Curse my metal body. What was I thinking playing this one from the Doors? I mean, I should be playing Riders on the Storm. Duh. What a loser.
I mean, if you have to play the Doors.
Your all-time favorite band. I gotta go home and go. I give up. That's just off. Maybe we'll do it during our.
You make bad choices. That's what we've learned.
It's just a lifelong choice after choice of crap.
That is what
but,
we've learned.
You
yes.
know, we're doing stuck in your car at five. Give me five or whatever it is. The all request fest.
Stuck in traffic edition.
So maybe we'll play it then. Maybe that's up to you. That's up to you. You
don't make bad decisions though. If you don't mind, don't do that.
I can't help you with that.
A bear.
Mm-hmm. A cocaine bear?
Has escaped from St. Louis Zoo again.
Again?
A bear escapes its habitat at the St. Louis Zoo.
Did you just change your voice? How'd you do that? That was really...
This time, visitors had to shelter inside until Ben, an Andrian bear, was found.
Now,
wow.
Allegedly, he was heard yelling, I heard there's cocaine for bears! Where is it?
Fox 2's Patrick Clark looks at how he keeps getting out and what's being done to keep visitors safe.
Hold on. Okay, so this is the... they're talking about the bear.
Right.
And they want to keep people calm.
Sure.
So they talk to the director of the zoo, and he's like, oh, he's very sweet. He's just
a it's
nice.
A bear!
He's just a nice little
Coke
bear.
Or not, he's a bear.
He's a little nice bear.
Huge paws and massive claws.
A little bit of a surprise for zoo patrons earlier this afternoon. They were told to shelter in place. This was in the early afternoon. That was until the curators could get the bear named Ben back into a safe enclosure.
Not so gentle Ben.
Well, Thursday afternoon around 1 p.m., a young Andean bear named Ben escaped. The bear, about 300 pounds.
Woo!
This is the second time the four-year-old bear
second
has
time!
Four!
And he's four. 300 pounds.
300 pounds.
Yes.
And he's still got a lot of energy at four.
escaped his enclosure at the River's Edge portion of the St. Louis Zoo.
Basically on cocaine.
The zoo holds active animal escape drills at least four times a year to prepare for just such an event like today. Now, nobody was injured, as zoo visitors were told to shelter in place while the zoo staff were able to tranquilize the bear and secure the area, returning him to a different enclosure. We spoke to a family that saw the bear roaming around freely, as well as the zoo director, about today's incident.
Yeah, we zoo director now downplaying everything.
Yeah, no big deal.
It's all good.
Bears get out all the time.
Listen,
yeah, we called it in, and they showed up maybe 2 minutes later.
That's nothing.
2 minutes.
It was nothing.
Two minutes.
They showed up 2 minutes.
The bear was very calm the whole time.
Calm. The whole time. Yep. Was calm.
Hey, man, I can go get me a churro and some cocaine and maybe eat some kid.
Just looked like I was having fun. It happened.
It just looked like he was
had since,
having fun.
2016, we had not had a bear escape from that habitat ever until we got Ben, and he's just very curious.
He's curious. He's just curious. He's just a curious bear.
Since the last escape, we had actually added some stainless steel clips that are used on cargo ships.
And they were useless. They didn't work at all, but no big deal.
Ben didn't care.
That have a tensile strength of about 450 pounds. We thought that would do it. We added the clips every about 8 inches, and he still managed to tear some of them apart.
Right on, yeah, Ben. But, you know, if you can tear those apart with 450 pounds worth of
every 8 inches.
So, you know, any old lady that's watching is going to be fine. You need to be standing there and just rip her apart? No way.
It's fine. The bear's just curious.
He's just gentle.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. Today in the 4 o'clock hour, we discuss the Fibonacci number.
Yeah, we did, and I learned a lot more about myself and it and the universe around me as a direct result.
It, of course, is a series of numbers, 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8. Everybody knows it. You just add the last two, and you come up with the third one.
Yep,
and that's the Fibonacci secret.
But something exploded when we did it, which was weird.
Yeah, that I didn't expect.
Yeah, that was weird.
But what are you going to do?
Cry. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. I'm going to go study some math. See you tomorrow.
Sir Paul McCartney is on the phone.
I have a friend, and I kind of hate to bring this up, but he's one of those crazy people who insisted and would tell all of us back in the day that you had passed on and that you weren't with us anymore, and then someone had stepped in. And I would just like, if you could, to maybe say, Craig, it's really me, and I'm really alive and have been all along.
Craig, it's really me. I'm really alive. No, man, that thing started with, what was it, the Abbey Road?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm afraid it was American DJ who started it.
Oh, they're the worst.
Text message gone wrong. Worked for a delivery service. I couldn't tell you who it is. In the summertime, was texting with a customer, trying to gain access to their location, and was at lunch and also texting my coworker about how hot it was, and accidentally sent my female customer telling her how sweaty my testicles were.
Excellent. Excellent.
It was as hot as those, huh?
It was that hot.
And I, good Lord, I sent it and it went whoosh. And I realized it was to the wrong person, and I almost died.
Just think now, you have 15 minutes to fix that here very soon. How awesome is that?
I love it. But
right?
Yes. But yeah, she was very forgiving, and so was her husband.
Oh, well, that's good.
Wow, so was her husband. Wow, you're a very lucky person.
I know why you're staring at the radio like that. You're waiting for us to tell you to be caller 13 so you can pick up those 4 one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland. Disney California Adventure Park for the celebration of a lifetime. Celebrate 100 years of Disney at the Disneyland Resort. My tattoo is telling me it's time for you to call. Be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck unto you. Moments away from Give Me 5, it's International Women's Day. So women who rock, you'd be ready to call in and tell us who your favorite woman who rocks is. And we'll do at least 5. I'm thinking probably a little more than that in a matter of moments. But first, who's this?
This is Michael.
Michael, you're caller 13.
Oh, my God.
You just won a 4-pack, one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure.
Sweet.
Which of those do you think you're going to take?
Oh, God, Magic Kingdom, definitely.
Well, listen, will you go to Hungry Bear for me and pick me up one of them veggie burgers? I love those. They make great fries. And just wait, and I'll show up eventually.
Yeah, sure, not a problem.
Liar! I don't believe you.
Well, I was lying.
I have KISS tickets for you. The End of the Road World Tour. Got a pair of tickets for you to go see them either November 1st at the Acrisure Arena in Greater Palm Springs. And the Hollywood Bowl is your other choice, November 3rd. Those tickets going on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Or give me a call right now. Be caller 13-818-955-KLOS. And you win. It was on this day in rock in 1965 when David Bowie turned up on a TV show called Gadzooks. It's All Happening. It was the first time he had ever been on television, and he performed a song, I Pity the Fool, which, oddly, I was actually listening to earlier today. Bob Dylan released the single Subterranean Homesick Blues on this day in rock in 1965. It was the very first top 40 hit he had ever had.